From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. A new subdivision in businesses may be coming to Columbia after the Columbia City Council voted yesterday to rezone more than 45 acres. The Westbury Village is located west of Scott Boulevard and north and south of Smith Drive. City Council approved rezoning of the property in three different sections. Councilman Trapp says rezoning proposal makes sense for the location.
I think that this is appropriate for the area, and it's going to well serve the people in the second ward who are going to be able to benefit by those nearby commercial services.
Development of the property is not expected to move forward until 2021. Columbia is on track to meet its renewable energy goals. According to a report released by Columbia Water and Light, the city provided over 15% of electric energy from renewable sources in 2018. The push for renewable energy is part of an ordinance that requires the city to gradually increase its renewable energy supplies. The city has to meet a requirement of 15%, which rose from a goal of 5% in 2017. Ward 5 City Council member Matt Pitzer says the city has met the requirements every year. He says one thing that's helped is a dropping price tag.
The price of renewables has just declined so dramatically over the last several years. Advances in technology have really improved not only the efficiency of the power systems, but have just driven the cost down.
The city is required to increase its production of electricity through renewables by 25% in 2022. MU Engineering Dean held a meeting with students yesterday to discuss plans on converting the library to lab space. KBIA's Cassidy Arena reports.
Reporters were asked to leave the meeting, but students who attended say the Dean of Engineering, Elizabeth Laboa, tried to quell concerns about losing the library. Senior engineering student Fong Nguyen attended the meeting. He says the library is critical for the students.
There have been rumors for a long time that the dean is trying to get rid of the engineering library. So this meeting was basically to, I guess, have a conversation with everybody about what's actually happening.
Nguyen says nothing has been officially decided yet, but the dean wants to add 123,000 more square feet to the engineering college. Dean Laboa was unavailable for comment. Cassidy Arena, KBIA News.
The most recent standardized test scores saw Black and Hispanic students, as well as students using the free and reduced lunch program in Columbia Public Schools, have significantly lower scores than white students. According to the scores released by the State Department of Education, white students scored between 60 and 70% proficient and advanced in all subjects, while Black student scores were about 45% lower. President of the Minority Men's Network and Educational Foundation, Steve Calloway, says the disparity is not new and a multifaceted approach is needed to make a change.
Caught, if you will, in the achievement gap, the so-called achievement gap, and disparities are underrepresented persons. Those are the things that have to be addressed.
Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the district is aware of the issue and has been working on solutions. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.